Please indicate their presence by voting. Will the clerk please take the quorum?
39 present, one absent.
Mr. Miller?
Speaker, Representative Guy is excused from the call of the House today until plain times. Now, of course, counts for all the other members.
Mr. Guy is present in the chambers.
In that case, Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the absent member be shown as excused on official state business.
Hearing no objection, motion's adopted. Will the House please rise for prayer by Pastor George McNevin?
So we pray. Our Father, we have not quieted ourselves because we have nothing else to do, but because we need to, so that the actions of this day spring not so much from hate as from a free spirit, which owes no man anything but yet is debtor to all. Help us to remember that the other man is no doubt as honorable as we are when we disagree with him, as we feel we are when we disagree with him. So help us all, our Lord.
Mr. Swanson?
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I have a move to ask unanimous consent to the prayer of the Constitution.
Hearing no objection, motion's adopted. Will the clerk please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 23rd day in House Supplement Number 11.
Mr. Miller?
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body approve the Journal as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 23rd day and also for Supplement Number 11.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Brings us down to introduction of guests. Are there any guests for introduction to the chambers? Messages from the Governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
The Senate has passed House Joint Resolution Number 8, inviting the President of the United States to address the Alaska Legislature. This resolution has been sent to enrolling. The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted herewith for consideration. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council, approving the contract for the sculpting of a statue of Senator Ernest Greening for placement in the National Statuary Hall of the U.S. Capitol.
We refer to the Finance Committee.
Senate Bill Number 64 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to renunciation of succession under the Uniform Probate Code.
Be referred to Judiciary.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
I have two communications from James Brooks, Commissioner of, in accordance with, no, excuse me. In closing, the 1976 Annual Report of Activities of the Alaska King Crab Marketing and Quality Control Board and one transmitting the Predator Control Program in District 2. Copies have been given to each member. There is a communication from the Governor submitting reports to the Legislature of the activities and accomplishments of the Alaska Commission on the Conference of the Law of the Sea. This letter has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Resources has had Senate Joint Resolution 7 opposing H.R. 39, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Osterback, Chairman, concurred in by Snyder, Bennett, Eliason, Smith, Urien, Akers, Osterback, and Malone. Mr. Miller has no recommendation. Senate Joint Resolution 7 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 57 relating to risk management and loss prevention in state government under consideration, and the members of the committee recommend it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 57 with the same title and further reports it back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, signing do pass, Gardner, signing do not pass, Brown, having no recommendation, Miles and Dankworth. House Bill 57 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 62 relating to the Boards of Fisheries and Game under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, Chairman, concurred in by Miller, Akers, Urien, Smith, Eliason, Snyder, Osterbach, and Bennett. House Bill 62 has a further referral to Judiciary. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 19 by Phillips, Bradley, Cotton, and Kelly, relating to the upgrading and maintenance of the South Fork Road in Eagle River.
State Affairs.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of House Bills.
House Bill Number 153 by Duncan and Miller, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development to provide matching grants to promote conventions and travel and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
House Bill Number 154 by Nakak, Gardner, Bradley, Cotton, Duncan, Greening, McKinnon, Malone, Meekins, Miller, Swanson, and Urien, an act making a special appropriation to the Mortgage Insurance Fund of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill Number 155 by Cooper, an act making a special appropriation to the University of Alaska to provide personnel and materials to operate a research facility for the study of surplus heat utilization at Fort Wainwright and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
House Bill Number 156 by Cooper, an act relating to the conservation of privately owned agricultural land.
Resources.
House Bill 157 by Cooper, an act relating to utilizing waste heat generated by oil and gas pipelines for purposes consistent with state interests.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 158 by Cooper, an act making a special appropriation to the University of Alaska for a study to develop the technology for using waste heat generated by the pipeline for agricultural purposes and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 159 by the Finance Committee, an act creating the Department of Renewable Resources and providing for an effective date.
Resources.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Urien, House, please stand at ease. Will the House please come back to order? Brings us down to the consideration of our daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on the daily calendar?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 15 by Parr, commending attorneys assisting the Violent Crimes Compensation Board. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 15 is before you. In second reading, the question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution Number 15 pass the House? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Let the record show that House Concurrent Resolution Number 15 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on the daily calendar?
House Joint Resolution Number 6 by Swanson, Bennett, Bradley, Meekins, McKinnon, Rudd, Hayes, and Phillips, requesting the President to direct the creation of a utility corridor for the extension of the Alaska Railroad to the Canadian border. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Joint Resolution 6 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 6 with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Nakak, Kelly, McKinnon, and Miles. Having no recommendation, Dankworth. Signing do not pass, Lethien. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the State Affairs Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, committee substitute is adopted. Do you have any amendments to
no,
committee
Mr.
substitute?
Speaker.
Mr.
Speaker,
Miller.
If there are no amendments, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 6 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection. Motion is adopted. Will the clerk please read committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 6 in third reading?
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 6 by the State Affairs Committee, requesting the President to direct the creation of a utility corridor for the extension of the Alaska Railroad to the Canadian border.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 6 is before you in third reading. Mr. Bradley.
Mr. Speaker,
a note of interest to the members. The difference between the original HJR and the committee's committee substitute is a new whereas clause found on line 25, which simply references the authorities section, the federal law, which was passed in 1914, amended in 1962, and simply reference that that authority into the resolution.
Mr. Lethien.
Mr. Speaker, I have a question regards this resolution, and I brought it up in committee. It was regards to the provision for eminent domain authority. I'm wondering why it was not put in here that it would be a land trade with the federal government instead of them coming in and just acquiring our lands. Maybe someone can speak to that.
Mr. Swanson.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. In the power of eminent domain is invested in the President of the United States, and there isn't any reason to, in bringing the bill together, that there was any reason to change any of that authority. I might read to you, the member of the body, authority of the President. It is the intent and purpose of the Congress through this act to authorize and empower the President of the United States, and he is fully authorized and empowered through such officers, agents, and agencies as he may appoint or employ to do all necessary acts and things in addition to those specifically authorized in this act. I think that pretty much covers the question asked by Representative Lippert.
Mr. Speaking.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I too have a question concerning the authority of the Alaska Railroad Act for the right of eminent domain in view of the changes that occurred in the pattern of ownership since the time that act was, or that part of the U.S. Code was enacted. In other words, in order to build a pipeline, we had to go through quite a procedure with the United States Congress in a special act. The problems with native claims, the problems with changing land ownership problems, these new land problems, et cetera. I'm just wondering whether this citation actually includes the authority that you might need, or whether your research probed into that to make certain that it's a positive statement as to whether or not the Alaska Railroad Act, the Enabling Act, does indeed have the authority by the domain to designate that corridor.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I think we're forgetting our function here. We can't pass the bill extending the railroad. That's a federal railroad. What we're doing with this resolution is we're asking the President to do everything possible. We're asking the federal government, whose business it is, to do everything possible to get this extension on the way. We can quarrel over eminent domain and things like that till, you know, all day if we want to, but it's silly because that's not the choice that's before us. The choice before us is, do we wish to urge the federal government to proceed with this thing? If we pass the resolution, that's exactly what we're asking the federal government to do.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Hayes.
I'd like to speak to the word eminent domain just so that the members don't get the feeling that that's an onerous word. I don't think that it should in any way be implied that that means that the eminent domain procedure is going to take the land necessary for the corridor without adequate compensation. On the contrary, it simply enables the government to take the land in the interest of the public with adequate compensation in the event some party doesn't want to agree to the taking, but is not any way to be construed as taking without compensation.
Mr. Specking.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, Mr. Speaker, in reply to the majority leader, I think this is an extremely important resolution, and my question is directed merely to asking whether or not, you know, we have not just superficially grabbed on this, and if we're going to give Jimmy Boy the resolution, let's pass it along with, you know, a
Mr. Lathine?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to, at this time, speak in favor of this resolution. It may sound negative on the one hand to talk in terms of, you know, throwing out eminent domain, but I wanted some clarification in my mind about it. I think this will do a heck of a job for the state of Alaska. Thank you, Mr. Hayes, for clarifying that.
Representative Miles. House, please stand at ease. Will the House please come back to order? You're ready for the question. The question is, shall committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 6 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, no nays, 1 excused.
So, committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 6 has passed the House. Mr. Elias.
Mr. Speaker, may we revert the introduction of guests?
Without objection, we revert
the
introduction.
Mr. Speaker, I see a couple of friends from Sitka in the gallery, Mr. and Mrs. Ed Littlefield.
Are there other guests for introduction to the chamber? If not, that brings us down to the end of our daily calendar. Under unfinished business, is there any unfinished business to come before the House? Mr. Miller?
Mr. Speaker, I received a request from Representative Greening that he be excused from the call, and I therefore move at this time that he be excused from the call of the House on Friday, February 4th, until plain time on the 7th of February.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. The member will be excused and the dates indicated. Mr. Urien.
Mr. Speaker, I have a couple similar requests, and therefore I would move at this time that Representative Phillips be excused from the call of the House on February 7th and February 8th.
Hearing no objection, the member will be excused on the dates indicated.
Also, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Carpenter be excused from the call of the House on February 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Hearing no objection, motion's adopted, and member will be excused on the dates indicated. Is there other unfinished business to come before the House? One item of unfinished business that I'd like to bring before the House relates to a letter which the members should have on their desks this morning, and the appointment of a special committee to consider ultimate forms of legislation, enabling legislation dealing with the Alaska Permanent Fund. And at this time, I would like to appoint a committee consisting of Representative Clark Greening as chairman, Representative Terry Gardner as vice chairman, Representative Bill Miles, Representative Leo Schaefer, and Representative Rick Urien. Is there any more unfinished business to come before the House? Special orders. Mr. Urien.
Mr. Speaker, under special orders, in regards to the committee you just appointed, I certainly appreciate the appointment myself. Mr. Speaker, but I'd like to point out to you and the other members of the majority party that there are 15 Republicans in this body, which is, in my book, as good as two-fifths. And a five-member committee should have two minority members on it. And I'd like you to possibly reconsider and maybe point out another Republican to that committee.
Mr. Urien, I'll take your remarks under advisement. Mr. Miller?
Mr. Speaker, just on that same subject, if the minority leader would care to research the question and indicate and find indications that under either Democratic or Republican speakerships or presidentships in the other body over the years, if that's been the practice, perhaps I myself might come around. I think that that the leadership of this particular legislature in this particular House has been and will continue to be very mindful of the rights of the minority so that they will always be represented. But I don't think we should ever delude ourselves that everything is to be done on the basis of proportional representation. Everything is to be done with the rights of the minority so that they will never be tread on, so that there will never be secrecy. But it's never been the function of a legislature that I know of in the state of Alaska or elsewhere for that matter, that because you have two-fifths of a body, you're entitled to two-fifths of every committee. That certainly was not the case, I would remind the representative, the last time that the Republican leader sat in the Speaker's chair.
One point of clarification regarding the appointment of the special committee. Its only charge is to draft alternatives, and I believe that the regular committee system in the House, which on which the rule, I think, of proportional representation pretty fairly obtains, will be charged with the review of that legislation. Mr. Gurian?
I guess it all comes down to do unto others as they have done unto you. And I remind the majority leader that whatever goes around comes around.
Mr. Speaker.
Are there any more special orders? Mr. Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I believe I have to reply to the last remarks made by the minority leader. I think that under the current circumstances, the majority in this body is bent over backwards to do things that need not have been done. Instead of replying in kind to things that have happened in previous legislatures, the current majority has done just about everything possible to protect the rights of the minority. We would like to make sure that the favor might be returned, but to hold us to a quota system and every bloody committee that's going to be appointed that won't even have bill referrals is just a little silly and asking for a little too much.
If the chair could make a comment on it, I have to recognize that the people with the main responsibility for protecting the rights of the minority is the minority. Mr. Urien?
I would like to assure Mr. Brown that we will return the favor.
Are there any more special orders? Mr. Gardner? Mr. Eliason?
Mr. Speaker, I'd just like to remind Mr. Brown also that I'm overwhelmed with the generosity of the majority. However, I think politics dictate those policies.
Mr. Gardner?
I was waiting for committee announcements.
Are there any more special orders? Announcement of committee meetings?
Speaker, the Judiciary Committee will meet at 3 o'clock today on House Bill 35 relating to construction contractors, House Bill 134 relating to penalties for violation of a municipal ordinance, and House Concurrent Resolution 7 requesting the Judicial Council to investigate the prison system.
Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, there will be no 1 p.m. State Affairs meeting, but there will be a 7 p.m. State Affairs meeting this evening dealing with Executive Order 39 and House Bill 3 and House Bill 92.
The Chair would like to inquire, Chairman of the State Affairs Committee, what is the status of the report or recommendations on Executive Order 39?
Mr. Speaker, it's currently under advisement.
Mr. Bradley, when can the House expect a recommendation from
by,
the committee?
By Friday at 9 o'clock.
Thank you. Mr. Osterbeck.
Mr. Chairman, House Resource Committee will meet today at 1:15 in room 118, the Capitol Building. We will be taking up House Joint Resolution 12 relating to H.R. 39 in the Alaska National Interest Land Conservation Act introduced in the 95th Congress.
Representative Rudd.
Mr. Speaker, the Community and Regional Affairs Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. We will continue to hear testimony on House Bill 31, the municipal power to tax the sale of alcoholic beverages, and then we will take up House Bill 87, appropriations and grants from boroughs to service areas and cities.
There are other committee announcements. Representative McKinnon.
Commerce will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 to consider House Bill 105 relating to advertising by businesses and professions.
Representative Greening.
Mr. Speaker, the royalty gas hearings will be continuing today at the Hilton again. They may go into this evening. They're hoping that it will be wrapped up today. today may be of particular interest. In the afternoon, hopefully we'll get to some of the consultants' testimony and analysis of the contract and the purposes of the contract. Those consultants include Arlene Tusing, Rush Moody, Carl Swanson, and Dick Kilgore. And you may want to take in some of that if you have the time.
Representative Eliason.
Mr. Speaker, as a minority whip, I think it's probably my duty to, I know our leader is modest, but the minority leader is speaking at the luncheon today, and I would encourage at least the members of our caucus to be there, or else.
Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'm sorry that Mr. Eliason made that remark, because fully believing that favors should be returned, if nothing else, I was going to make that announcement that modesty does prohibit Mr. Urien from speaking in his own behalf in this instance, and that he was going to speak today at the Capitol Room. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further announcements to come before the body, I'll move and ask unanimous consent. We stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, House is adjourned.